Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, recently I was reading different Bible versions of the account of Genesis when I remembered hearing about a new version of the Bible being written by a group known as PETA. Do you know of or have you heard anything about their version of the Bible?
Yes, it's just the book of Genesis, and I've actually read it over. PETA stands for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. The name makes sense. Animals should be treated ethically. However, PETA preaches certain policies that are preposterous and unbiblical. For example, PETA opposes what they call speciesism. And from its website, it says, speciesism is a misguided belief that one species is more important than the other. And they commented that our desire for ice cream should be less than a calf's desire to nurse, and we shouldn't be able to sleep with sheep's wool. And it's absurd. Calves are not dying because of ice cream being made. Cows produce more milk than their calves need. And we used to have sheep, and shearing them is fine. So I don't know why they complain about that, but they do. PETA basically says that animals are thinking and feeling beings, and they think they have a right to live free of human exploitation. Now, let me also add that PETA basically considers insects as animals that have various rights as well.
Okay, so according to PETA, malaria-infested mosquitoes have the right to suck the blood of our babies without being swatted. Please tell us some of the things God has to say about animals and humans.
Well, PETA's not 100% sure about the bug part, but skipping through that, the Bible says in Proverbs 12, verse 10, that a righteous man regards the life of his animal, but the mercies of the wicked are cruel. So we're not supposed to be cruel to animals. In Genesis 1:26, God gave humans dominion over animals. But in Deuteronomy 25:4, the Bible says you shall not muzzle an ox when it treads out the grain. So God has some limits on how we're supposed to deal with animals. You know, humans might want to eat what the ox might want to eat, but God says let the ox eat. So God does not condone everything that humans think is efficient. There's also scripture about not plowing with an ox and a donkey together in Deuteronomy 22:10. They have different strengths and it doesn't work out well. Bible in Exodus 23:12 says, 6 days you're going to do your work, and on the seventh day you're going to rest, and your ox and your donkey can rest. We also see that in the Ten Commandments listing in Deuteronomy chapter 5. The Bible supports the idea of animals having rest and treating them ethically. Yet, because the Bible does allow the killing and eating of animals and a consumption of milk as food and use of wool for human clothing, read those last two in Proverbs 27, verses 26, 27, PETA doesn't like that.
But it is interesting that God commanded the animals that are in man's care also be allowed to enter his Sabbath rest. Do you have any information about exactly how PETA intends to rewrite the Bible?
Well, by reading what they did for Genesis, I've got a pretty good idea. Basically, they want the gospel, the good news, to be God's people are telling everybody to embrace an extreme version of vegetarianism or veganism. In their account of creation, animals are referred to as beings instead of beasts or creatures, and says there's no place for animal skins for clothing, etc. But that's not what the Bible teaches. So regarding the Bible, PETA says the Bible has long been used to justify all forms of oppression. So we've used ChatGPT to make it clear that a loving God would never endorse exploitation or cruelty of animals. And the reality is God does not endorse cruelty to animals, but PETA's decided that the Bible endorses as okay. PETA says it's wrong. Yet it's PETA that's wrong, and it's attempted to change the word of God.
I'm not sure if it's ChatGPT that is once again proving its intelligence is truly artificial, or if it's PETA. What is PETA's version of Genesis?
Before I get to that, I'll just say this is really PETA, not ChatGPT. Okay, you can load ChatGPT with stuff, but I think they really edited it and want to make it sound like artificial intelligence came up with this, and that's really not the case.
Okay.
And as you alluded to, the intelligence is certainly artificial. It's not real here. Anyway, here's what PETA's Bible shows for Genesis 1, verses 23 to 31. It talks about the evening and the morning were the fifth day, and God dubbed it Faw Fish Friday, which is absurd for a couple of different reasons. Then it says God was completely jazzed and thrilled at creation. Hey, let's get more wildlife on the planet. And he knew they would be off the menu. The Bible's saying like that. He made various types of animals to live harmoniously with humans. Then they called the sixth day soy milk Saturday, which, of course, the Bible isn't saying like that. And, you know, they get the day of the week wrong. Friday is the fifth day of the week. Actually, the sixth day of the week. PETA has it the fifth. And Saturday is the seventh day. Now, one of the things they left out, by the way, they don't have verse numbers, so you can't do it exactly the same. But they left out, for example, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created the male and female, he created them. He said, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing. And they don't like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're fine with the fact that God said you can eat plants.
Yeah.
Anyway, after they get the days of the week wrong, in the second chapter, they start off with God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. That part they get right. Because he rested from all his work. He considered it making it Satan's Sunday, but decided the pronunciation was problematic. But of course, the Bible says that God rested on the seventh day. It doesn't say anything about their name for it. And then PETA, for Genesis 3, verses 4 through 5, says, talking about this, says, the terrible serpent hissed, you shall not surely die. For God knows when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened. You'll be like God, knowing good and evil. And then you'll see how you could use animals for your own purposes. But that's not what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
More accurate translation, this would be New King James. The serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die, for God knows in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and it'll be like God knowing good and evil. But PETA stuck in that animal comment, which is not in the original Hebrew. Then it changed Genesis 3:21 to read, the Lord God made garments of plants for Adam and his wife, ensuring that no harm came to animals and clothed them. But no. The Bible, the Hebrew says, translated in English, as for Adam and his wife, God made them tunics of skin and clothed them.
You know, this started out as being kind of funny, and now it's turning into shocking. If I told ChatGPT to change the name of Abraham in the Bible to Steve, would that make me the father of the faithful? Is there yet more to PETA's rewrite?
Yeah, they changed the offerings of Cain and Abel. In PETA's version, Cain gives an animal and Abel gives vegetables. Cain doesn't kill Abel. They all get along. Abel supposedly persuades Cain that it would be good to eat vegetables. And so they changed all that in there. So they're taken away from the word of God to add its own views. And that's something that simply should not be. Let me read something from the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 12:32. Whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. You shall not add to it or take away from it. And in the New Testament, the last book of the Bible, Revelation 22, starting verse 18, for I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If everyone adds to these things, God will add to them the plagues which are written in this book. If anyone takes away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part, the book of life, from the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. But PETA's version of Genesis basically pushes the false narrative that the purpose of God's people is to push extreme vegetarianism. PETA's blasphemy follows others who hate scripture. We did something about the so-called digital Ten Commandments, for example. And furthermore, because the Bible teaches that homosexuality is an abomination in the book of Leviticus, and that homosexuals can change in 1 Corinthians 6, a lot of people don't want that considered. Several years ago, there was actually a bill introduced in the state of California that would essentially ban the Bible. And we did a video about that. You know, while the United States likes to act like it's the last bastion of free speech and freedom of religion, more and more restrictions and confusions like PETA are getting proposed.
Is it your opinion then that PETA's attempt at a biblical rewrite, along with similar attempts, should be taken seriously?
Should be taken seriously in that they're deceiving more and more people. And to actually rewrite the word of God is blasphemous and wrong. It's the word of God, not the word of humans, who changed it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I also should mention that in the nation of Canada, they have a de facto ban on certain parts of the Bible. You know, actions like what PETA has done, Canada's done, and a lot of big tech has done, were prophesied. For example, in 2 Timothy 3, verse 13, Apostle Paul warns, related to the last days, but evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Let me assure you, if you read Genesis from PETA, it's very deceptive. It leaves out lots of things, changes things, etc. And in the New Testament, in Romans chapter 1, starting verse 18, it says the wrath of God is revealed against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, which is what PETA is doing. And says there, he said their thoughts become futile, and they professing to be wise, they become fools. And they change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. And they exchange the truth of God for a lie and worship and serve the creature rather than the creator. And that's basically what PETA is doing. PETA is not directing people toward the God of the Bible. No one should falsify the word of God. Now, as far as speciesism goes, the Bible is clear that God has a plan for humans that's far beyond that of animals. God made humans to rule not just the earth, but the universe under him, as we read in the New Testament in Hebrews chapter 2. Animals simply are not capable of this, and they lack those type of ruling abilities. All sentient beings, by the way, are not the same. Furthermore, God's plan is for humans will accept God's way to be granted eternal life, so that they can make eternity better for themselves and everyone else. And we, by the way, have a free booklet on that called The Mystery of God's Plan. Why did God create anything? Why did God make you? Anyway, that's not God's plan for animals. God put animals here for humans to use them and work with them, not to be cruel to them, but to utilize them and give us an opportunity to demonstrate God's ways. Anyway, getting back to PETA, and his views on speciesism, it's simply preposterous. You know, you think about this. Could you put a cat in charge of the universe? Or a mosquito? Perhaps a skunk. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, by the way, I like cows, but they don't seem to be capable of ruling.
Right.
But you know, PETA thinks they're all the same. And again, they're.
Yeah, good point.
Changing God's plan. Basically saying the good news or what people should be preaching is being nice to all animals. And when it comes to insects, by the way, they say you shouldn't really kill them, but don't kill your praying mantises or spiders or ladybugs that eat bugs. That's okay. But as humans, you're supposed to let them be. Anyway, their views on speciesism and God's plan are absolutely preposterous, and their Bible is blasphemous.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.